and gentlemen, it's been a great pleasure to have the President of the United States here in Riga for a second time in less than 2 years, and I express how delighted we are to be receiving the delegation here on the occasion of the Riga 2006 summit. The United States has been our staunch supporter all 2 years, when last year was not free, so it has been our supporter after we regained our independence, and I'm most grateful to the United States for the understanding and support we got in our direction and our movement towards NATO. Now that we are fully members, Russians certainly sleep better at night by knowing that they are protected by an alliance that will spare them the sorts of experiences that they had in their years. And of course, I'm delighted to be welcoming the President of the United States as the representative of what still remains as a shining example of the free world, of the sort of success one can achieve in a country that has been working at its democracy for a long time, that keeps perfecting it. I would hope that Latvia as well has the same opportunity, that we can go ahead, have our own choices, make our own mistakes, and do so with the help and understanding and support of fellow nations who share the same values with us.
Madam President, thanks for inviting me back to Riga. Our experience was so good the first time that we couldn't wait to get back. And I'm thrilled to be here. I want to congratulate you on hosting this very important NATO summit. You and your government have done a spectacular job, and I want to thank the people of Riga for accommodating all the world leaders who have come to this important meeting. I appreciate very much your strong belief that that liberty has got the capacity to transform the world for the good. I thank you and the Latvian people for supporting the young democracies in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We spent time talking about our bilateral relations. Trade is good between the United States and Latvia, and that's very positive. And the President brought up the visa waiver program. He is deeply concerned that that the people of Latvia aren't able to travel to the United States as freely as he would like. I fully understand your concerns, Madam President, and to this end, I'll be sending to Congress a new proposal to make it easier for the citizens of Latvia to come to the United States, and at the same time for us to share information to make sure that we're able to support any type of terrorist activities in our country. I'm confident we can work this through. And I want to thank you for working hard on this issue. Every time I met with you, you brought it up because you deeply care about the people of your country. I want to congratulate you on your strong leadership. And again, thank you for your very warm hospitality.